Blog Talk Radio.
Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show with Sun Guy and QT with you here on another Sunday afternoon. A couple of quick show notes if you're looking for wrestling today. KDW running as usual in Jeffersonville, Indiana at the arena. NWA Blue Collar Wrestling today at the North Portland Eagles featuring a ladder match. Aries Toretta versus Kane should be great. But we have an exciting guest with us. I want to get right to him on the line with us. One, Paul Cerberus. Cerberus, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Since this is your first time with us, you get the first timer's question to start the show. How did you get into the professional wrestling industry?
I got into this by... I was introduced to Ron, like any normal person. He showed me the door for this business. Then, after a while, he introduced me to who I considered as my trainer, Triple D. And from there, just been kicking it off for 8 years.
Heading into training with Triple D, did you have any type of background that would prepare you for professional wrestling training, like amateur wrestling or some sort of athletic background?
I did some amateur wrestling back in high school. I did a little bit of I've done a few fights beforehand. Sadly, I did... the one thing no wrestler should ever claim, backyard wrestling. But I'm glad that crap is over. This has been a fun trip.
To be fair, CM Punk still claims his backyard fed is successful because they used to draw 900 people per show.
Say that again?
So to be fair, CM Punk still claims his backyard promotion because he drew 900 people per show. But still,
damn,
he shouldn't be out there untrained.
Exactly. You can say that. Well, you can say that about the guy that everybody who's ever watched SCW recently, my latest feud with Tyson Stewart. You can say the same thing about him. About not being trained.
Stiff shot there. Now, since you brought up that big feud with Tyson, the two of you have been going at it in a series of hardcore-type matches. Where does the animosity stem from between the two of you?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. Honestly, I considered myself a better athlete than Tyson. I find it hard to give somebody respect if all they ever talk about is hardcore this, hardcore that. I'd like to see Tyson, for once, actually have a real wrestling match. If you've seen all of his posts on Facebook, if you've ever heard him, he talks hardcore this, hardcore that. If you want to go do hardcore, I'm sure we can hit you up with somebody, some no-name backyard company, and you can go do hardcore shit.
Or you could send them to Ian Rotten. I'm just going to put that out there. Could always send them to Ian Rotten. I'm going to put that there.
All right.
Now, the last battle I saw between the two of you featured a leather strap, and you were taking some pretty intense lashes to the back, including a bevy of lashes to your kidneys. Were there any repercussions physically after that brutal match?
No, I'm just sore as hell, and I show off those bruises. I show off those scars daily as a badge of honor. I enjoy putting my body through hell, whether it's in an actual wrestling match or if I have to wrestle some punk who doesn't know how to wrestle and only wants to do hardcore because he loves kissing the boss's ass to just get those kinds of matches.
Now, would you compare yourself to an athlete like, say, Sabu, that was known for decades of extremely punishing styles and extremely punishing matches that left him physically very beaten up over the course of his career?
I don't think anybody can really compare themselves to Sabu. Sabu was in his own category on his own, in my opinion.
Now, would you ever take a match with Sabu to test yourself versus him to see how close to that level you are?
Probably. Most likely. There's a lot of big name stars I wouldn't mind stepping in the ring with, just for that honor of stepping in the ring with them.
I'm going to presume that's a reference to me.
I'll let you accept whatever glory, since I did finally get that paycheck you guys promised. So it's all good.
Now, whom to date would you say has been the biggest name that you have stepped into the ring with in a match?
Biggest name? Jeez. I'm not really sure. Well, one of the biggest guys that I've stepped into the ring with that I have utmost respect for would be The Butcher and Mr. Dale Houston.
Two fairly well-known guys on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed the battles I've had with The Butcher down at Portland Wrestling. I've enjoyed the battles when I up here at SCW. Hell, I've even teamed with The Butcher and enjoyed every minute of it. Now, for Dale, I do have respect for him and whatnot, but I'm glad that his former managers, Sarah Andrews, caught on to it's time to jump to a real team, like the Slum American Psychos, instead of Pure Dominance.
Now, you brought up Dale Houston, and he has a match that was covered in depth by Pro Wrestling Illustrated in the current edition. You yourself have been mentioned in the pages of Pro Wrestling Illustrated. In today's landscape of things, how important do you think it is to get that Pro Wrestling Illustrated for someone's career to get noticed?
I think it's very important to, if you're able to get yourself into the media, whether it's the magazine, newspaper, or the internet.
That's the only way we can really promote ourselves is putting ourselves out there.
Now, when you were in the PWI, were you surprised they were able to put you in there? Did you expect to mention in one of the largest magazines in wrestling history?
No, I didn't even know about it until the next month that I was in a magazine. I was not aware of it.
Quite pleased to have a subscription.
Yeah, that is true.
I think one of my buddies actually showed me the article, and I was like shocked when, man, honored that Stevie felt like mentioning me when they interviewed her about that.
Speaking of managers like Stevie was, you've seen your fair share of managers come and go over the years. In your opinion, who have been some of the better managers that you've seen?
That have worked with me or just throughout my career?
Just throughout your career. Who are some of the better ones that you've seen out there?
Better local or just in general?
Let's go with the West Coast.
Jeez. Well, damn. That's a tough one in my book.
We've seen a lot of amazing managers. I think the best one I've seen and have personally worked with would be Sam Sims.
Not a bad choice.
Oh, yeah.
Although the correct answer was me. Me.
Sadly, you were not a very good manager in my book. And we're still working on your referee skills here, sign guy.
I led the Turnbuckle Inc. to their first titles before they branched off and went on to form Alpha Sigma Sigma. It doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
And you, I believe, went on to be a member of Alpha Sigma Sigma at one point in time. What led you to join a fraternity?
Actually, I never was really a member of Alpha Sigma Sigma. I was still with Monster Nation at that time, and Monster Nation and Alpha Sigma, which consisted of Ian Bear, Davey Heartbreak, and Zach Winters. We were all in the middle of protesting about Ron Sutherland at that time, who is now Von Hess, of how all these big names, all these local guys that he brings in don't get the recognition that they deserve. But
are you actually wrestled with a t-shirt that was in the form of a sweater vest? Is that the most unique thing that you've worn in a match?
I think so. I've worn camos when I was with Monster Nation. And it was very interesting, and I'm glad that the whole Alpha Sigma Alpha crap is dead finally. Since I was never originally an Alpha Sigma Sigma, I was Alpha Sigma Alpha because they offered me a good price.
Now, I can't be certain, but from my vantage point, it looks like Dale Pierce may have come to SCW to kill that entire Alpha Sigma Alpha versus Alpha Sigma Sigma thing, because he came in and it was put to bed fairly quickly. Can you confirm or deny this?
I can confirm that, because me and Crystal at the time saw that it was time to finish off this little whatever tag team this was to move on to bigger and better things, which led to me winning the Inner City title from, at the time, SCW's local hero, Ian Bear, in that fatal four-way.
Now, this Inner City title is a very unique title. It is held in the urban inner city of Bremerton, Washington, where it's defended on a regular basis in the mean streets of Bremerton. Can you tell us a little bit about how the title was formed and your decision to go after said title?
I honestly can't really say how the title was formed. The inner city title for SCW is more like the Intercontinental title, a very prestige title in my book. And everybody needs to win some sort of single title at some point before they go for the big one.
Very true. Well, we have arrived to the point in the show where we have a game that we like to play called Word Association. It's a bit of a psychological game. I'll throw out the name of some people you have come across in your career. First word or two that pops into your mind to describe that person is your answer. Are you prepared to play around?
Sure.
First name, Ian Bear.
Mastermind.
Sam Sims.
Genius.
Sunny Days.
Damn, Sunny Day. I think all I can say is damn.
Pops Ballard.
A senior official, I'm not really sure. Dedicated.
J.D. Mason.
Oh, shit. You're just having fun putting me on the spot here now. Shit.
I really am.
Oh, man. A lot of talent.
DeMarcus James.
Very agile.
Sideshow.
Legend. Or no, Sideshow?
Yes.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought you said a totally different name.
Do you think I said Side Joe?
No, I thought you were saying somebody else. That sounded nothing like Side Show.
Annie Race.
Good on the eyes.
Big Vicious.
Destructive.
Triple D.
Gee. Nothing but respect in the past for that man.
Dale Houston.
Hall of Famer.
The last one, Chief Atakula Kula.
Oh, man. I really don't know what to say about him. I haven't really had much time to work with him or know very much about him.
Fair enough. Now, so far in your career, what would you say has been the longest match that you've ever had?
The longest match I have ever had. Gee, I think the longest... Are we talking about just feud-wise or just a single match?
Bell to bell, a single match.
I would probably say my street fight with Triple D.
That went around 20-ish minutes?
20, 25, I think.
All right. Now, to prepare for longer matches like that street fight with Triple D, what do you do as far as conditioning and diet goes to be prepared?
A lot of cardio. Nothing but cardio in my book to get ready for those long enduring matches.
Now, what type of cardio do you employ personally? Do you do the treadmill? Do you go out and jog the streets? Do you do a little bit of jump rope work, a combination of things? What's the Cerberus form of cardio?
Cerberus thing of cardio is consists of some it's a variety of different things, from workouts at the gym, jogging around home. There's a variety. I can't really go into detail on my training methods.
Understandable. You don't want to give out too much information to your opponents.
Exactly.
Now, what's the diet like for you these days? Do you have a set diet to keep yourself in ring conditioning?
Now and then. A few times I break that diet with a burger. Usually I have pasta, usually, or rice for a meal.
Complex carbohydrates is what you're going for.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, QT is standing by, and he has questions. So, Thez, help us all as I pass things to QT for a bit.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Paul.
Ahoy.
Paul, I'd love to expand a little bit on Sun Guy's word association, which I might say that you did very well in answering with one word answers. Not too many people can keep their responses to one word answers, and you did like 95% of the time, so I compliment you there. Yes.
Fine.
Okay, how about Buddy Highway?
I'll have to pass on that one because I haven't worked with him that much.
No, okay, all right. Okay.
I haven't really seen much of Buddy's work lately.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
No.
All right. How about Diafola Debashi?
Oh, man. A real diabolical genius in there. That
oh,
man.
All right. Okay. How about the Butcher?
I would say destructive and nothing but respect.
All right. How about SCW announcer Dimitri?
I think he needs a little more work, just like Sign Guy, on his referee skills.
Oh, okay. All right, how about Dimitri Sunze?
He's got some talent.
Okay. All right, Lila Lodge.
That's a very touchy subject and something I don't think is appropriate to bring up.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll put a blank by that. Okay, blank. How about Coach Mike Jones?
Veteran.
Veteran, okay, veteran. All right. Now, Paul, we also play a game on Turnbuckle Turmoil called Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Picture yourself on a psychiatrist's couch, and he brings up a picture, and you have to make a choice or a description, mostly a choice, between two subject matters. Are you ready to play this game?
Sure.
Okay. It's pretty much basically a choice between two subject matters. Okay. Rick Steiner or Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
Rick Steiner or who?
Rick Steiner or Leapin' Lanny Poffo?
I think Steiner.
Oh, okay. George the Animal Steel or Umaga?
Ooh. Umaga.
All right. Shane O'Mac or Aaron Bolo?
Bolo.
Russian leg sweep or power bomb?
Russian leg sweep or what?
Or power bomb.
Or power bomb?
Yes.
Power bomb.
All right. Justin Bieber or Kim Kardashian?
What the hell? Really?
Yes. Justin Bieber or Kim Kardashian?
I guess Kardashian? Shit.
Okay. There's at this point, I would like to tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that there are no right or wrong answers. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Dallas Cowboys or Seattle Seahawks?
I guess the Sea Chickens.
All right. Okay. Fettuccine Alfredo or Chilean sea bass?
Alfredo.
Okay. The 70s Show or The Big Bang Theory?
70s Show.
Oh, okay. All right. Can we to ask you, Paul, who your favorite 70s character was? The rumors out there is that it was Red Foreman because he was always threatening to stick his boot up people's asses. Is that true?
Yeah. Who doesn't like putting their foot up somebody's ass and telling them where the hell to put?
Oh, okay. All right.
Where to go.
Including his own son, Eric. Yes.
I would probably do the same to my son if he was being that much of an idiot at that age.
Oh, wow. Okay, very good. All right, that's a very good quote. Okay, I've got to mark that down. All right. Well, Paul, is it true that Coach Mike Jones tried to join Alpha Sigma Alpha at one point but got turned away because he refused to drink at any keg parties that Alpha Sigma Alpha planned to hold?
I don't think Coach ever tried to join Alpha Sigma Alpha.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Paul, on the Turnbuckle Turmoil broadcast this past Friday, we had on former WCW ring announcer and commentator, Mr. Rhubarb Jones. Now, all Mr. right. Jones had the opportunity to interview such wrestlers as Ric Flair, Lex Luger, and Sting. And he was also voted into the Country Music Disc Jockey Hall of Fame in June of 2001. Both Sign Guy and myself found out that Rhubarb Jones holds a Master's of Arts degree from Shorter College, and in doing so, he graduated with a 4.0 grade point average. My question is, do you know if a 4.0 GPA entitles you to the status of summa cum laude or magna cum laude? Would you agree that a magna cum laude would be a hot commodity to have?
Sure.
Oh, I mispronounced that. I said magna cum laude, and it's magna cum laude. My fault. Yes.
Sure.
But a magna cum laude would be a hot commodity to have. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, Paul, Sign Guy and myself also found out that Rhubarb Jones has his own funk band called the Rhubarb Jones Funk Band. We have not determined if he has had any hits as good as Sly Stone's Dance to the Music and There's a Riot Going On. My question is, are there any truth to the rumors that you are forming a funk band with Ron Von Hess, Coach Mike Jones, and your lawyer, Victor R. Price?
No. That's never going to happen.
Oh, okay. No funk band with those guys. Okay, very good. Well, Mr. Jones also has a golf tournament that he hosts called the Rhubarb Jones Celebrity Golf Tournament for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. My question is, if you and Kellen Reyes were entered into a Northwest golf tournament for leukemia and lymphoma, who could outdrive the other one?
Me and who?
Kellen Reyes. If you were entered into a Northwest golf tournament for leukemia and lymphoma.
What was the question? You were cutting out a good chunk of that, bro.
Could you outdrive Kellen Reyes?
Could I outdrive Chet Owen? I don't think so. I've never played golf in my life.
Oh, all right. Well, then I was going to ask if you could outdrive Tyson Tank.
I think anybody can outdrive Tyson Tank.
Oh, wow. All right. What if you did not take any lessons, but Tyson Tank took a one-month course in driving a golf ball? Who could win then?
If Tyson was giving lessons?
If Tyson Tank took a month-long course in how to drive a golf ball.
I'd still beat his ass.
Wow, all right. Now, would you ask Tyson Tank if you could borrow his mini submersible sub because you hit so many of your golf balls into the water, in theory?
Did I ask him to build a sub?
No, if you could borrow his mini submersible submarine to retrieve your golf ball that you would hit into the water hazard.
No, I wouldn't borrow it. I'd make his ass do it after me beating the crap out of him.
Wow, all right. Say if you commanded this mini submersible sub, would you have the rank of captain and Tyson Tank have the rank of lowly lieutenant commander?
I'm captain. Yeah, I'd be captain. And he wouldn't have lieutenant. He'd be biatch.
Oh, come on. I think he has a little bit more nautical knowledge to be a higher rank than that.
Not in my book.
Okay, I'm going to put down Tyson Tank. Do not join the Paul Servius Navy. Okay, I'm putting that down. All right. Well, Paul, I have been in direct contact with the powerhouse princess Lila Lodge, and her secretary, Stevie Sharpain Jonak, and we have agreed to start an SCW Rosebud faction. Lila and I are at this moment taking applications for potential Rosebuds, and two of them under consideration are Bob Hardy and John Wakaresa. At this point, you may ask yourself, to whom will the Rosebuds, QT Bokes, Lila Lodge, Bob Hardy, and John Wakaresa be Rosebuds for? I'd like to inform you, Paul Servius, that the leading contenders to this point are, number one, Randy the Pimp Taylor, number two, Randy Zellers, and in a distant third, in a tie status, are Coach Mike Jones and Pole Frog.
Wow.
Yes.
Holy crap.
Well, this is an honor because this is breaking news that I have been in contact with Lila Lodge, and we have agreed to a Rosebud faction. Well, and one question is, how can you yourself break this the contenders, number one, Randy the Pimp Taylor and Randy Zellers, how can you jump to the top of this list so we can be your official Rosebuds? That's what I'm asking. It's a very serious
wow.
question. Yes.
I there's no way in hell I would have a Rosebud.
Oh boy. Well, that okay. I'm slightly crushed at this. Okay. All right. I think Lila Lodge would be a slightly crushed, too. Okay. We're at this point, I'm going to tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners that we will concentrate then on Randy the Pimp Taylor. Yes. Okay.
You do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Paul, can we ask what high school in the Washington State area you wrestled for, and did you wrestle for all 4 years?
I wrestled for Bremerton High.
Ooh, Bremerton.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it for my senior year. I didn't. I had too many other things on my mind beforehand.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess that you wrestled at. Let's see now, that was about quite some time ago. Can we ask what your graduating class was? Was it 2001?
No. My graduating class was 07.
Oh, okay, 07. It's 8, 9, 10, okay. I'm going to say you wrestled at 175 pounds.
175? Pretty close.
Yeah. Oh, good. You know, I've always been very close to guessing people's height and weight. I'm pretty much undefeated. Yes.
I was about 180.
Oh, all right. 180. Okay. Can you tell our Turnbuckle Turmoil listeners what your record was at Bremerton?
I don't remember what my record is anymore. Too many headshots, bro. Way too many headshots. But remember all of them.
Did you go up for any other sports other than wrestling?
No. Wrestling was. I've always had a passion for wrestling. Never really cared for. Baseball and all that.
Oh, all right. Okay. Now, Paul, wrestling and scholastic achievement have always had a symbiotic relationship on Turnbuckle Turmoil. Can I guess that your best classes in high school were either chemistry or honors English?
Chemistry.
Oh, wow. Chemistry. Okay. Very good. All right. Well, Paul, in your opinion, did Hulk Hogan push his body to the limit and suffer as much damage as Sabu did?
Did Hulk Hogan's body not suffer as much damage as Sabu's?
Oh, I think they both suffered incredible damage.
Is that what you were asking?
Yes. Yes.
I think Sabu's was more because he was a risk taker. He learned a lot from the original Sheik. My book.
Yes, and
that whole family. From what I've seen, I don't know them personally. In my opinion, that family is insane. That family is earned every ounce of those scars from Sabu's day in ECW and whatnot, from those barbed wire matches and whatnot.
And there's a question I'd like to ask. Have you yourself ever participated in a barbed wire match?
I have not. But would I if I needed to? Maybe.
Who would you most like from the SCW roster to have as your tag team partner if you were in a tag team barbed wire match?
I would say I would like to have my Slim American Psycho brothers there, Ian Bear and Kevin Sukroff.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay. All right. Well, Paul, the NBA has the stats called double-double and triple-double. To get a double-double, one has to get double figures in two categories, like rebounds and points. Wilt Chamberlain is the all-time leader in double-doubles. Are there any truth to the rumors that you are leading the SCW in unofficial double-doubles and the categories making up your double-doubles are the number of opponents that have tapped out over a month wrestling you and most opponents made to quit wrestling after wrestling you in a match?
I'd say no comment on that right now. Shoot.
Oh, no.
I'm not even aware of that.
Oh, yeah, it's an unofficial stats that are being taken, most double doubles at SCW. Yes.
Oh, nice.
All right. Okay. Well, Paul, are you a big fan of Turnbuckle Turmoils and Sign Guy's Sign of the Times?
It's been a while since I've actually listened to Turnbuckle. I try and listen to your guys' station when I can, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, we do ask the hard existential questions, that's for sure, yes. I'd love to assign you the homework assignment to look up as many Sign of the Times YouTube videos that you can, and then contact Dimitri and list your top three Sign of the Times. Will you do this?
Sure.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay, that's good. That's a nice homework assignment. All right, well, at this point, I am going to turn it back over to Sign Guy, keeping in mind that I will give you any updated information on the Rosebud Club that I am forming with Lila Lodge, strictly for SCW. Yes.
Let's not inform me about the Rosebud.
Oh, come on. All right. Okay. I'm kind of downcast about this. Okay. Back to you, Sangai. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, QT.
Yeah.
Well, Cerberus, one of the styles that has become popular in the last couple of years, especially with the Lucha Underground show being very popular with fans, is the Lucha Libre style. You've seen a bigger influx of that style, I think, in the last couple of years compared to years past. What do you think of the Lucha style, and are you comfortable wrestling the luchadors when they come through the Washington area?
They are very entertaining. They are very flashy. Do I think I believe I can beat any luchador's ass that feels like stepping into SCW's ring? I have no problem bringing them down to my level.
Have you yourself ever done a little bit of training in the lucha style?
I have not. But I wouldn't mind learning from lucha. You gotta learn more about my opponents somehow. Down south.
Very true.
Shoot.
There is one luchador in SCW that made history this last show. She became the first ever SCW Cruiserweight Champion as a female. What did you think of the Cruiserweight title being won by a female luchadora?
Good on the luchas. They need more heroes in my book. But do I think it's gone to Phantasma or whatever her name is? No. But she did earn it. Hey. Do I think that she deserves it? No.
Going into that particular match, whom did you think was going to win it?
I would say our new member, Kane, DeMarcus Ames' boy.
Not a bad choice. Although he was eliminated first, so maybe not.
If I recall, Adam kind of screwed him out of that. Adam was holding the tights, if I recall the match.
All right, fair enough. I believe we've been joined by our co-host. Do we have our co-host with us?
I don't think that's the right one.
No, but we do have John.
Yes, I saw you had Cerberus, who's not only one of my favorite local wrestlers, but my favorite guard dog of the underworld, so I said I have to call in.
All right.
Well, I wanted to congratulate you on your write-up in Pro Wrestling Illustrated a couple years back in the Stevie Jonak article, which good thing it came out before you shoved her out of her wheelchair, which was an awesome moment, I gotta say.
I gotta keep my women in check at that time. She needed to learn her place.
Exactly. Also, I wanted to point out there was, before the show, a couple of years back, you and Alpha Sigma Sigma were auditioning, you were petitioning to get funds from the crowd for some sort of, I don't remember what the drive was, but I remember you were the only one who got people to give you any money. Ian couldn't draw a dollar. I think you got like $3 while we were there.
Geez, I don't even remember what we were petitioning that day. I think it had something to do with getting rid of Ron or
like getting Ian a title shot or something. But I remember you were the only one.
I think it was a title shot. I think Alpha Sigma wanted a title shot, and I was promoting that I helped everybody get rid of Josh Blaze at the time.
That was it. And, yeah, you were the only one who was able to draw money. So congratulations, sir. You can always pull that over, Ian.
Ian's my homeboy. As much as people may think about our new team, everybody thinks Ian's the leader or Kevin's the leader or I'm the leader. No, we don't have a leader in our group. We are one unit. We're here to just dominate SCW's roster. because there's nobody in that locker room that can go toe-to-toe or hold a flame to any of us. And we deserve better, deserve more respect than what the fans or the guys in the locker room have given us.
Yeah, and if you don't get respect, you got to take it. I'm behind you 100%, man.
Exactly.
Well, I just wanted to drop those couple little nugs on the show there. Thank you for taking my call, Mr. Sign Guy. And, hey, hopefully I'll get to see you at the next SCW shows. Have a great time, and thanks again.
Yeah, the next show is this Friday at Pablo Anita, 7 o'clock. And you'll get to see me beat the holy hell out of Adam X.
I think Adam X is underrated.
He has a rising star. I don't think he up in my caliber or Ian's or Sucross. But he is SCW's rising star at the moment.
Oh, okay.
So this Friday, when he steps in the ring with me, he's going to get a little taste of reality, and he's going to go come back down to earth. No more of this high in the clouds, thinking he's a big shot, that he belongs in the ring with a true champ. No. All right. Any more wonderful questions you guys got for me?
Not from QT Votes, yes.
Say what?
Not from QT Votes.
Okay.
Gee, I hope Sign Guy didn't faint or anything. Oh, I think the Sign Guy is momentarily incapacitated or something. Yes, although I'm not there to confirm this.
Okay.
Wow. Well, do you have any last things to plug? Any favorite milkshake? Any upcoming events that you would like to plug other than the La Problemita show or your favorite car or your favorite 50s song, maybe by Buddy Holly? What would you like to plug? Yes.
What would I like to plug into for the show?
Yes.
My favorite car or what?
Oh, your favorite car, maybe a 57 Chevy or a 1970 Dodge Dart, or your favorite milkshake or your favorite hamburger place throughout the Seattle area, like Dick's Drive-In or something like that.
I like the 67 Impala. I'd probably do that.
Oh, okay. 67 Impala, that's always very good. Okay. All right. Well, do you have any New Year's resolutions to actually learn how to hit a golf ball and then challenge Tank Tyson in 2017 in January to a long driving distance off the tee competition? That's what we want to ask.
I will challenge Tyson to whatever, and I will do it blindfolded or one-handed, and I'll still beat his ass.
Wow, all right. How about Emily Wakarasa, if she hit from the women's tees, but you hit further back at the professional tees?
What about women's tees?
Could you outdrive Emily Wakarasa if she hit from the women's tees, but you had to shoot further back from the professional tees like Tiger Woods?
Gee. I don't even know who that broad is, so sure.
Oh, okay. All right. Any prediction in this last minute before we sign off of the of how the Mariners season will go? Can you give us their overall record based on the fact that they play 162 games and a 500 record would be 81-81?
I'm not really sure. Hopefully they win. I don't really follow baseball.
Wow, okay. All right. All right, well, I will ask Sign Guy to sign us off, and thank you for coming on the show, and hopefully we can do this again, and hopefully Sign Guy is not passed out. Yes.
All right.
And hopefully we will see you at SCW and root you on to semi-victory or total victory. That's what I want to say. Yes.
Semi-victory or total victory?
Yes. Yes, there's two categories there, much like double-doubles and triple-doubles in the NBA.
Right.
Yes.
All right. Well, I expect a total victory of that over Adam X. I expect to dominate like I always do when I step into that ring.
Wow, all right. Just okay, duly like, noted in our turnbuckle logbook. Yes.
Just like Sucroff and Ian Bear, when we step into that ring, we will dominate whoever SCW board or our newly found commissioner will put in front of us.
Yes, Ian Bear. Now he lived in a different. He should have lived in a different time. I'm thinking about the late 1800s in Tombstone, Arizona, as a gunfighter, as a hired gun. Yes. Okay, Sign Guy, take us out if you're still there or having technical difficulties. Yes. Oh, I think Sun Guy may have dropped the call, or he's in another part of the house. Yes.
All righty.
Well, thank you, Paul.
Yeah.
If you want to wait around
for
the exit music, yes.
Let you guys have your fun.
Yes. Sun Guy runs a mean switchboard, yes.
All right. That is then remember this Friday you get to see Ian Bear beat the holy crap out of Tyson Stewart, and you get to see me beat the holy hell out of Adam, and then you get to see both Sucroff and myself destroy this new tag team called Tribal Pride, which consists of Tyson Stewart and his cousin, Mateo.
Wow, Tribal Pride. Wow, okay, Tribal Pride. I myself am part Cowlitz County Indian myself, yes. So I have some Tribal Pride, yes.
All right.
And I will certainly watch that if I'm not busy getting anything from the concession stand at SCW, like pizza, that they're known for.
Well, this one isn't at the little tribal center. This one's going to be at the little Mexican restaurant there on.
Oh, La Tablamunda. Yes, they've got very good refried beans. Yes.
Yeah.